We're speaking with Sherry Woods of Baltimore City Department of Public Works today about the Big Trucks event that's going to happen on Saturday. Thank you so much, Sherry, for speaking with me today. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
That's good. I'm doing well, thanks. So tell me about this big event that's coming up on Saturday and what people can look forward to with it.
Okay, well, this Saturday, May 11th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Baltimore City has its annual free family event, Baltimore City Big Truck Day. And it's a day full of fun and excitement for the whole family. We have many of the city's larger vehicles on display, and they'll be able to, citizens and visitors will be able to climb on the big trucks, get to know what they do for the city, learn how they're run, and just learn everything about, you know, these vehicles that the city uses to provide services to city residents.
Great. And why do you think it's so important for kids to take part in this and to learn about these trucks?
Well, first of all, both big and little kids love big trucks. And I think it's just a fun day to be outdoors. It's at the Baltimore Museum of Industry Outdoor Grounds, and it's a free event. And it's really good for kids to know that when they see the garbage trucks and the recycle trucks and the police vehicles, fire department vehicles, Department of Transportation vehicles, what they actually do, what they do for the city, who runs them, how these vehicles work. I think it's kind of like a behind-the-scenes inside track on some of the services that the city provides and the vehicles that help us provide those services.
So is that why you all continue to have it annually?
Yeah, it's just a great event. It's one of those events that really bring residents together. It really shows to residents what the city of Baltimore does, and I just think it's an event that is just fun.
Great.
And it's free. So
that's great. Yeah, that's important that it's free.
Right.
And how many people usually do you expect each year?
Last year we had about 2,000 people come out, and it's a lot of fun for the kids. We have a kids' play area under the outdoor pavilion. We've got Legos. They get big truck tattoos. We have coloring books. There's a fire boat water display on the hour from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's a balloon person, and we have great giveaways for the kids.
So it's almost like an opportunity as well for all the different departments within the city to come together.
Exactly. Five departments within the city are actually part of Big Truck Day, and they all get to, showcase what they do and bring the vehicles that, again, help them do what they do.
Are there any things that parents should be aware of before they come to the event?
That, you know, they're really going to have a great family day. Try to get there early. It's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This year, we're actually partnering as well as partnering with the Baltimore Museum of Industry. We're partnering with Charm City Circulator. And just because we have such a large turnout, we're really encouraging people, if they can, to park somewhere on the circulator route and just hop on the circulator. It's the banner route that goes past the Baltimore Museum of Industry. So we're encouraging people, if they can, to take the circulator.
That's great. Well, that's convenient.
I just mentioned one other thing.
Sure.
The Baltimore Museum of Industry, on Saturday only, is going to have a Big Truck Day special. So for visitors who want to actually go inside the museum and see what's happening inside the museum, there is a special on Saturday, $2 for ages 13 and up, and children 12 and under are free. So that's for people who want to visit the museum. For those just coming to Big Truck Day, which is on the outdoor grounds, it's free. No admission cost.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Sherry, for speaking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for finding out about our event.